We're going to do a practice called counting the breath. To begin, set yourself up in a comfortable meditation posture. You can do this lying down, sitting, standing, or walking. If this is your first time, I suggest sitting. Make sure you have a stable base and that your spine is upright. Relax the body as much as possible. Eyes can be open or closed. If they're open, make sure your gaze is soft and angled downwards. Now bring your attention to your breathing. And just take a few moments to feel the breath in all the various parts of the body. You might feel a breeze on your lip or air moving around the nostrils. You might find that your chest is rising and falling. You might feel movement in the belly. So just taking a moment to check in with your body and see where you can feel the breath. Now, if you can feel the breath moving at your tandem, this is a good place to pay attention. The tandem is a point in the body that's about 3 finger widths below the navel, but it's right in the centre of the body. So if you have some sense for where this tandem point is, and if you can feel some movement there as you breathe, then this is a good place to rest your attention. If not, then that's fine too. Just find the lowest place in the body where you can feel something as you breathe in and out. Maybe that's in the belly, maybe it's in the chest, wherever it is for you right now. So wherever this point is for you, we're going to follow the physical sensations of the breathing at this point. We're not thinking about the breath, we're not analysing or examining it in any way. We're not trying to visualise the breath either. We're feeling the physical sensations as the body moves in response to the breath. And then on your next in-breath, count 1. And on the out-breath, count 2. In 3, out 4, and so on. And when you get to 10, count the next in-breath 1, out-breath 2, and so on. And any time you notice that the mind has wandered away from the breath and the count, just take a moment to acknowledge that the mind has wandered. gently let go of whatever the mind has become tangled up with. And then come back to the breath and the count. And if you don't remember what number you were on, count the next in-breath 1. Just breathing and counting the breaths, coming back to the breath and the count each time the mind wanders. This is a very simple practice, just counting the breaths one at a time. Your mind might be very busy, or your mind might be very quiet. Either way, the practice still works. Just keep counting the breaths, coming back to the breath each time you notice you become distracted. As we do this practice, all kinds of things can come up. Thoughts, ideas, emotions, memories, sights and sounds. We don't need to suppress any of these things. We don't need to stop any of it from happening. But we don't need to get involved with it either. No matter what happens, we simply allow these things to arise, to hang around as long as they want to, and then to pass away again. Each time we notice that we've gotten interested in one of these things, we just gently let go of it, come back to the breathing and the counting. just taking a moment to check in with your posture, noticing if you've begun to tense up, if you've started to lean or hunch, letting go of any tension that's crept into the body, restoring your spine to its upright position. And then when you're ready, coming back to the breath and the count. And if you'd like to, you can see what it's like to drop the count on the in-breath. So you breathe in, out, one, in, out, two, and so on, all the way up to 10. Or you might even let go of the count entirely and simply follow the physical sensations of the breath. As you settle into the practice, you might find that the breath begins to become subtler. You might find that you experience some physical sensations in the body. The body may feel pleasant, it might feel light, or perhaps very heavy. None of these things are good or bad particularly, they're just things that can happen for some people in the practice. Whatever does come up for you, just notice it, and then come straight back to the breath and the count. Sometimes this practice can feel peaceful. Sometimes the mind will be busy. Neither of these is right or wrong. It's all just part of the practice. No matter what's going on, the practice remains the same. Following the breath, counting if you're using the count, coming back to the breath each time the mind wanders. Just staying with the breath. Allowing the body to breathe and being present with that breath. keep coming back each time the mind wanders. And as we come to the end of the practice, bring some movement back into your body. Maybe twisting, stretching, whatever kind of movement feels good to you right now. Letting go of any tension that's crept into the body during the practice. And then in your own time, coming to the end of the practice, ready to move on with your day.